ladies. That's the reason the car's all right.
Did she hold on for 9 hours?
No, we started stopping on the road and it got past a big hole that they referred to.
Tell us about this hole. This hole which brought the whole country to the town.
Well, it's only thank you, big hole in Gibraltar now, and when I got past, all I could see were guys standing around looking into it, which I thought was a bit strange. And the gentleman who described the two guards having a conversation, and I saw the two guards having a conversation as well. Nothing was done to alleviate the different lanes, you know, the guy, the traffic, to let so many out of each lane at the time. It was a free-for-all. Some people were polite and some people weren't.
Pretty enough, Alfred, but there must have been a lot of road rage, huh?
Well, there are the large trucks actually pushing me into the cones as I was heading for the gap, you know?
Nothing new there.
No, but just where it goes.
Is there any solution?
I think whoever caused it should be dismissed, to be blunt about it. If I've done that in my working days, Joe, if I caused chaos, I've my job.
But you can work out how much it cost the country, yes? Apart from the union, though. No one bothered, and that's your point, sir.
That's exactly my point. So somebody didn't take the right decision. There's a lot of you break down the communication between the relevant bodies. And
when it comes to voting, the traffic against John Stevens voting, isn't it?
It'll sure
influence mine
in the next election.
Would it?
Oh, without doubt.
And what does that mean? You wouldn't vote for a particular party, or you wouldn't vote for the people in charge now?
I'd be waiting to weigh lay all the candidates, know exactly what they are going to do about the traffic situation in the country. I mean, it's just understandable. I shouldn't play it up on the show, and there's no comparison, you know. If
there's
an accident at all or any sort of
delay,
at least somebody takes control of the situation. Usually the police.
How long have you stuck for on anyone's spot? What's the longest duration?
Oh, I've been there for an hour.
You
said you were new. Yeah. At one point, I was trying to ring our RTC and get on to their community. But they have a bit of
I reckon I've gone 300 meters
in 2.5 hours. That would be
a
record, not just for me, but for thousands over there
beside me. By the way, if you have to hold the freezer bags, you
shoot them
at the window. Oh, we've got them all with the dogs in the pocket. You just proper interest in
the environment.
God bless
you, Frank.
That's a wife. Okay, Frank. Michael, good afternoon to you. What was your journey? This is a different
place. It's just dense to hear. Last night, this morning, during the start day, all the various discussions on it. I don't believe that it happened. I mean, it's extraordinary. And that's ridiculous, the whole community of it. I mean, they were just subjected to tremendous amounts of abuse. They were only doing their job.
And what were people shouting at them?
I don't know. I listened to one of them interviewed this morning, and they called them all sorts of thundering names and explicit deleted, which I'm sure can be the near program. But it was wasn't really fair to them. Well, the comment that I had made was in relation to a similar one that I was involved during the summer, where we were 4.5 hours on the in and around the M50 on a trip from Dublin to Carlo. It took 6.5 hours to get to Carlo, which is I mean, it was the same kind of arrangement. The truck had gone over, and there seemed to be nothing in place. But the one your researcher was asking me about was one in Cabinchilly about 18 months ago, where Cabinchilly Junction was blocked by Factor Donnybrook virtually. By the time we got to Cabinchilly, 500 yards further on, the traffic cone were manning a speed check.
Say no more.
Well, there's the thing. I think that it's the cost of the nation of these kind of things. I mean, it really has gone beyond the bounds of this stage now. And one wonders where the coordination between the traffic corps, the road authorities, and the local authorities has gone. Yesterday was appalling. If you think of the number of people who were trying to get the hospital appointment, in fact, in that one that I was on the M50 in August, there was a woman who was a baby trying to make it to Crumlin, and the poor kid is in the car just screeching. He was about 2 years of age, and they were 4 or 5 hours late for the appointment of evacuation.
Thanks indeed. Councillor John Brady is on 185715. John, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, Joe. How are you?
Good. What's your point?
Well, Joe, a couple of points there. I'm a councillor on Greytown Council. I've been getting all sorts of calls all morning about the shenanigans that went on yesterday. And just to point out that this was a main water pipe running from Wicklow to supply the water in Dublin.
Mm-hmm.
And the responsibility lay with Dublin City Council. Now, there was a water, the pipe burst on Tuesday afternoon, and it was brought to the attention of Dublin City Council. They decided not to do anything during the daylight hours on Tuesday. They left it for 20 hours until 8 o'clock on Wednesday morning, yesterday morning, to move in and do it, to carry out the repairs. So they allowed the full 20 hours left. Now, my question to Dublin City Council is, why did they not put in place a proper traffic management plan?
By the way, who's missing water, though? Where was the water going?
The water, it feeds part of Bray.
And if they got their water back?
No.
But they're digging again.
Well, there's secondary water, the first place. I believe Dublin City Council are looking for that at the moment.
So you're blaming Dublin City Council?
Well,
you're a member of Bray Town Council.
I'm a member of Bray Town Council.
And so what would happen if it happened in Bray? If they were responsible?
Well, Bray aren't responsible. This was a main water supply feeding.
Okay, Dublin. You're saying Dublin County Council by lack. South Dublin, isn't it?
I just found out from the officials in Bray that Dublin City Council had the responsibility. They were
Thanks, John. Let me go to Brian.
Okay.
John is in Bray, Councillor John Bray. Let me go to Brian. Brian, good afternoon to you.
Joe, good afternoon.
You're in Bray as well. You're on the M50.
Yeah, well, I'm on the M11 there, Joe, right?
This is the Westford Road, isn't it?
That's right, yeah. And this is an incredible story. I couldn't believe it. I was in a hired car because the car was in repair. And I thought I was just going to make it home with enough fuel in the car. And I didn't, and I broke down. And I got out the car with an old six car and I pushed it into the side onto the hard shoulder, which I have to say I took a bit of enjoyment out of that because there's some people driving down the hard shoulder dancing along, right? You have to try and make a way back in. But I was sitting there and I phoned home and I was going to get some fuel in about an hour or so thereabouts. And gentlemen, the guy pulled up on a motorbike. And he knocked on the window and I kind of hesitated rolling down the window. He said, have you run out of petrol? Yes, I have.
Hey, Brian. Any solutions, Brian?
We just want to ask you coming out of the city. That's the problem.
Thanks, Brian. Let me go to Ray. Ray is in Bray as well. Ray, good afternoon to you. We're looking for that good Samaritan, Niles Menasceri, the size of Superman, who drove along the country giving defense and touches to all the needs. Ray.
How are you?
Just
something funny I saw about that last night. About half as long as anyone else. Took me about an hour and a half to get from
Loughlin
Town Hospital.
Okay, about a mile.
Yeah,
now
it'll take a couple of minutes.
Anyway, it only took you an hour and a half.
An hour
and a half. And you're
saying well, I did, and I normally would get all that sort of mystery just then, and I'm a madman. But I thought it was funny, but I was in the last lane on the right hand side coming up, and on the grass there, I came across a car.
Broken down.
Well, it was. You didn't see in front of them anyway. I don't know how long you said there, but
And they did a little contact.
They had to pass the stuff to one another.
Yeah. She didn't have hair corners and tongs and...
No, I didn't see hair corners
like
that. They weren't that size of hogs. Compared to not about everyone else was talking about it. But I was
But they've got the priority.
They got the priority. Pull in there, do the Facebook, say someone comes along and you don't grab.
Anyway, let me go to bed.
All right,
Dave.
Bye.
There we go.
Thank you,
Dave. You
rang Bray Garden Station. I rang Bray Garden Station. Actually, last night, what happened was, I saw the traffic early on in the day, and I thought maybe it was there. So I found my way back from Dublin, thinking that that would be all gone. And suddenly I arrived, and I go onto the slip road, the Lockheed roundabout, and bang, I hit all the traffic. So I rang Bray Garden Station to find out what was going on. They said there was a major burst. So they told me that they had guards on duty at all major junctions. So I'm not having a go. I'm just saying, pointing out the fact that there was no guard at the Lockheed Town roundabout. There was no guard at the main roundabout going into Bray on the first slip road. There was a guard on duty just at the Ford Garage in Bray. But that was the only guard that I saw on that stretch of road. And there was nobody diverting traffic.
Remember, up in the Dublin Mountains, the Dublin Mountains have been commandeered by the BBC. Make a move here for TV programme. So were there any alternatives?
There were. Basically, what they could have done was they could have brought a lot of traffic into Shankill town. Just on the, there's a little road that goes up to Rathmichael. They could have brought them up into Inniscarry Village, out the far end of Inniscarry Village, through Paris Court, down into the mechanic, and bypass the whole thing.
Okay. That's solution, Terry. I know that song for Rathmichael. Thanks, Dave. Let me go to Terry. Terry is in Cork. Terry, good afternoon to you.
Hi, Joe. How are you?
Were you in the traffic jam yesterday as well?
I was, yeah. I think I was probably one of the lucky ones at this stage. I was going from Sandyford to Wakeford.
Mm-hmm.
And I left Sandyford at 4:45 and so listening on by the government was about the first traffic report and it said that there was a problem or whatever down at the N11 junction. And I was careering along in the car and that said, didn't see the problem for another 2 minutes and of course everything stopped for the next hour and a quarter.
And you were stuck along with
your life. So I managed to try and go back and subscribe to that gentleman there. He was talking about Enniscarry, but I said I'd go back over, back an hour, come off at the Shepherd exit and send it for, you know, the one I think is number 13. Up through Shepherd and then she went on to Enniscarry, etc. And I got through Shepherd at 8 o'clock. So that was from 4:45 to 8 o'clock. The traffic was just, there was just a strip of going nowhere, all off Shepherd exit. And
I'm going to go to the hospital. Good luck. I'll take that. Nick, Lance, Arthur, George, and
Good morning, I'm Patricia Lane. A former Russian spy, Alexander Litvin, still has died in hospital in London 3 weeks after apparently being poisoned. And the former KGB agent was killed due to criticism of Russian President Vladimir Putin. Russia has denied any involvement. Informants this morning to GDP and Sinn Féin are expected to indicate their choices for the positions of First and Deputy First Ministers. Today's meeting of all the Assembly members is expected to give an indication that there is a realistic prospect of the North having power sharing administration in place by March 2011. A North County Dublin school has informed parents of reports of a number of attempted child abductions. Parents of pupils at St. Patrick's Senior School in Sky were told of the incident in a letter yesterday. The school principal said a group of concerned parents had informed the school about one attempt to coax a child into a car at a housing estate in the town last weekend. A 20-year-old student has appeared at a special sitting of the district court in Seoul, in Korea, charged in connection with an investigation into the death of 59-year-old Norman Sullivan in Croom from Limerick 2 weeks ago. There's a question of passing of Croom discharge of the murder of Michelle Donovan at Croom on November 4th. The man has been custody appearing at the district court in Seoul again next Tuesday. Two men convicted of credit card fraud are due to be sentenced at Cork Circuit Criminal Court later today. The three, Muhammad Khalid, Muhammad Majid and Ali Razi, were found guilty by a jury after 5 hours of deliberation. Finally, the weather. Showers will become widespread, heavy and prolonged across Munster, South Leinster and South Connacht. There's a thunderstorm soon, possibly 2-5 degrees. This achieves a 5.
To RTE Radio 1 through the night. Yeah, from Wednesday night's Radio 1 music collection, Peter Brand presents The Rolling Wave. Hello, and welcome to The Rolling Wave. There's a new book out about the group of fancy, written by Lee O'Toole. In Philippines, rather, and we're here later to tell us what it's all about. We hear some memories from the studio of the Philippair Mikey Dugan, and also a couple of facts from an interview from the TV Tavis Vision Music Series, Council. They think they're there, but they're just out of the desk, anyway. Thank you.
you.